Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, PSM Live. This is Angel on the air with you guys today. I'm having some technical difficulties here in the hotel. So we want to start off prayer for that. If you can hear me, and Shatwan, if you are on the line, Bertha, Sylvia, all our intercessors, I don't know how Prophet had it lined up today. We didn't really get to talk. He's in the conference right now ministering. He just finished up a class, and he has to go straight to the General Assembly. So I'm handling things for him today, but I'm having some technical difficulties here in the room with their Wi-Fi and everything. So please be patient. Don't hang up, callers. we're going to go through with the prophetic prayers and intercession, especially for this conference right now. Everybody's walking around. Hey, Nicole Brown listening in on the web, via the web, and everybody else listening in through computer. Hey, everybody, thank you for your support and your messages. Keep them coming. I think Shatwan and Sylvia, if you guys are on the line, and Bertha, I'm going to chime you in now so that you can stay chimed in just in case my call gets lost again. I don't know if he gave you guys, an agenda or anything for today. We didn't get to talk. But if he did, just let me know. But I just want to let you guys know he's doing well. I'm making sure he's getting the rest he needs while he's here and not overdoing it. Amen. I know I got 630 plugged in. Is that Shatwan?
Hey, Angel.
Hey, a lot of our calls are dropping. A lot of people's calls are dropping. Mine dropped like two or three times.
Yeah, mine was dropping too.
What you say?
Mine's dropping too.
Yes, yeah, it's like crazy. I don't know what's going on, so I thought it was just me, but it's not. So I don't feel crazy anymore. Yay. But, yeah, I just want to make sure, I don't know if you left a agenda or anything for you guys, because me and him did not get to talk at all.
We don't have agenda, just today is Friday, just, you know, for the intercessors to be praying and whatever God has.
Okay. Well, Prophet Darryl, if you're on the air, of course, press 1. And I think I'm making my pot right now. Prophet Carol.
Praise the Lord, Angel.
Amen.
I haven't heard your voice in so long.
How are you?
Doing good. I'm good.
Happy
I'm
New
good.
Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy all that other good stuff.
Right? Happy, happy, yes. So glad to hear your voice. Well, I'm down here at the conference again, everybody. It's been a joy. I just finished sitting in on his class today. He had an impromptu class that another teacher didn't get to come to, but it was on the fivefold, and it was just awesome. I mean, everybody was so involved in asking questions and making comments and things of that nature. And, of course, he was his self. So it was just a joy to be in the class. He showed all his books and things of that nature. If things are going well, but everybody's here, a few coming down with bugs or colds, and we just hey, I can cover that stuff. And then and Prophet Darryl, I'm going to keep your mic hot again because he's with Blog Talk.
Amen.
Prophet Darrell.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still on the line with us?
Yes, I'm still online. I think this phone is just acting crazy.
Ginger. I think we have a technical difficulties, but while Angel's getting together, can you just lead us in prayer?
Sure. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come humbly before your throne of grace just to tell you thank you. Father God, we just thank you for another day, Lord God. We thank you for this morning, early rising, God. We thank you for clothing us in our right mind, Father God. And God, we just thank you for watching over us all night long, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for watching over us this new year, oh God. We thank you for this new year, oh God, this new beginning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this turnaround that you're doing in this season, oh God. God, we thank you for turning around everything in our favor, Lord God. And God, we just thank you and we love on you today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we just ask you, Father God, to continue to look on our apostle, Lord God, continue to look on PSML, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to continue to take them higher in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just come to let the enemy know that we are still decreeing and we are still declaring that he is still a liar, that he is still a loser in this year of 2014, God. And God, we just want to give you the glory. God, we come to honor you on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to exalt your name on today, oh God. God, we ask you to bless these intercessors like never before, oh God. God, we ask you to stir them up, oh God, in this season, oh God. Stir them up to pray, oh God. Lubricate their prayer wheel, oh God. Give them a mind to want to pray, oh God. Give them a hunger and a thirst to want to be in your presence, oh God, in spite of, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory, oh God. Manifest yourself, oh God. Look on every man, every boy, and every girl, oh God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh Father God. God, we ask you, oh God, to let this be a year of restoration and restoring to the saints, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we come to know that this is the year of release, oh God. We come to understand that this is the year of promise, oh God. God, we come to know that this is the year that we are getting ready to receive ourselves, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, we just want to thank you and love on you, oh God. God, we ask you to put more love down in our hearts for your people, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke and bind every witch and every warlock in this season. We come against every demon and every devil in the name of Jesus. We uproot and tear down in the name of Jesus. We dismantle, oh God, everything that's not like you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every spirit that's not like God, and we command you to go to a dry and barren place in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we speak healing over the minds and over the bodies of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, for you said it in your word, oh God, that you would not put more on us than we can bear, oh God. God, we bear everything. We took blows, oh God, in 2013. And God, you allow us to see 2014, and we come to tell the devil, enough is enough. We ain't taking no more blows from you and nobody else in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you, Lord, to move by your power, oh God. Give us some supernatural strength, oh God, in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, let us be a year of jubilee, oh God, unto your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow your healing virtue to rest upon the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless this broadcast like never before, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God,
in the name of Jesus.
Every plot and every plan that the devil has sent out our way, We reroute every demon and every devil to a dry place in the name of Jesus. We come against the murdering spirit. We come against the spirit of suicide. We come against the spirit of fornication in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are guilty. We are guilty, oh, God, for being saved and sanctified on today, oh, God. We are guilty for praying against the works of the devil. God, we are guilty, oh, God, for worshiping and praising you, oh, God. We are guilty for speaking in our heavenly lungs. Tongues, oh God. We are guilty on today, oh God, for loving on you and loving on your people, oh God. And we thank you right now, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to be guilty in this season, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to be guilty in this hour, oh God. We are guilty. We are guilty right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we just want to love on you even the more in this season and in this hour, oh God. Don't let no one suffer, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, we come to know that people have sinned and gave out all of 2013, oh God. But God, we ask you to let 2014 be a year of harvest in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to let the people soar like never before, oh God. Let them begin to mount up with wings of an eagle, oh God. Let them be able to not fly through the storm, but fly above the storm. In the name of Jesus. And God, for this reason, we're going to give you the glory, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we bless you on high, oh God. In the name that we take full control of the enemy right now, we trample all over his territory. Devil, we come to let you know we coming for you in this season. We coming for your crack addicts. We coming from your alcoholics. We coming for your homosexuals. We coming for... we coming for your lesbians. We coming for the fornicators. We coming for the adulterers. And we come to take them back by force. But the word of God said the kingdom of heaven is up and violent. And the violent take it back by force. We ain't coming easy, but we coming hard on you. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to stir the minds and the lives of your people, oh God. And God, we come against any backlash, any retaliation of the enemy in the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
God, do it for your glory, oh God. God, we bless you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God, let people come back with testimonies, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. God, we we bless you, oh God, in the name. Say, God, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
oh God, to love our enemies even the more, God, help us to pray for those who despitefully misuse us. God, do it for your glory, oh God. You declared in your word, oh God, that
yes,
we are not the only
hallelujah.
And God, we believe and we standing on your word. We standing on your promise, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives, oh God. Righting every wrong, oh God.
Yes,
Lord. Move by your power, oh God. Look on our president, oh God. Shield and protect his family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come to know that the devil got a hit out on him. Devil, you is a liar. We make you blind in the spirit, and we blind you in the natural. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, God, hallelujah, oh
yes,
God.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Let this be a season, oh God, that deliverance come forth like never before, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give us a charge, oh God, a charge in the spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to make covenant with you, oh God. We yeah, God, hallelujah. We come to make covenant with you today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the presence of your people, oh God, we decree and declare, and we proclaim that we're going to do all that we know how to do, to walk upright before you, to walk up holy before your people. Do it for your glory, oh God. If you do it, God, we'll walk upright. We'll praise you. We'll worship you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, Lord, please, Lord, have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. bless the workmanship of his hands, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Like never before, oh God. Be a life changing ministry, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For foolishness this year, oh God. People calling in, talking foolishness on the airwaves, oh God.
Yes.
We open, expose the enemy right now.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh,
and God,
God,
we ain't going to wait till the body's over. But we telling you thank you right now. In the mighty name of Yeshua. And we bless you now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Angel, are you back on? Angel is here. Angel is here. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to get things together here, but I want to keep this going. Background praying with Prophet Darrell and everything. Just on mute. But let's keep the atmosphere going of this prophetic prayer in this gym right now. Somebody pray for our young people in our cities. Pray for their minds and their hearts. Pray that they turn themselves over to God, because right now they know not God at all. And I don't want to go to another funeral where a girl that is shot dead because her boyfriend did it and didn't want her to leave him. I'm not gonna sing at another funeral like that. And I just want somebody to wage against that spirit right now in our young people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is Sylvia on?
I'm here.
Can you pray for the children?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we come before you, God, thanking you. God, magnifying your name, God. Oh, God, lifting up your children, oh, God. Oh, God, those that you knew from the womb, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, that you will send a spirit of fear in them, oh, God, a fear to love on you, God, a fear to know, God, that you're real, oh, God. Oh, God, they have no fear, oh, God. They have no understanding of who you are, God. But, Father, if you'll just prick their hearts, oh, God, prick their minds, oh, God, and let them know, God, that you are the living God. Oh, God, that you exist, oh, God, from the beginning of time, God, that you've always been on the throne. Father. So, Father, we just lift them up before you, Father. Father, we plead a blood of protection around them, oh, God. Oh, God, be a prayer shield. We pray in prayer shields around them, oh, God. Oh, God, we are anointing them, oh, God, with the word of God. Let it prick their ears, oh, God. Prick their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, let them look to you, oh, God. Oh, God, let someone come into their lives, oh, God, that'll speak a word, oh, God, that will get them to thinking, oh, God. Oh, God, let them look to you, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, God, for your sons and daughters, oh, God, from the north, south, east, and west, oh, God. Oh, God, we just call them in, oh, God, name by name, oh, God. Oh, Father, you know how many hairs are on their heads, oh, God. So, Father, we just lift them up before you, Lord. Oh, Father, we cancel the plans of the enemy, oh, God. Oh, God, no longer will they die senseless deaths, oh, God. No longer will they be taken out by guns and weapons, oh, God. Oh, God, of drugs, oh, God. Oh, God, I decree and declare, God, that your children shall live, oh, God. They shall be taught of the Lord. Oh, God, you have your way in their lives, oh, God. Oh, Father, we bind the enemy hand off of them, God. Oh, God, we thank you in advance, God, for the power and the authority that you've placed in us, oh, God, to war on behalf of your seed, oh, God. So, Father, we take this time right now, God, to stand in unity, oh, God, on behalf of your children, oh, God. Oh, Father, we magnify you, God.
We lift you up, oh God. We remind you, God, that they were yours, oh God. We remind you, Lord, to call them out, oh God, to call them into your kingdom, oh God, for your kingdom purpose and will, oh God. We decree and declare, Lord, that your will shall reign over their lives, oh God. Oh God, you rule and reign forever, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for each and every child, oh God. Oh God, we plead the blood over the schools, oh God. No more senseless death in the school, oh God. Oh God, over the vehicles, God, the buses, God, any transportation that they take, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh Satan, we come against you with the blood of Christ. There is no power above the name of Jesus. So Father, we lift you up. Father, oh God, we exalt you today, oh God. Oh God, we come humble before you, oh Lord, seeking more of you, oh Lord, and less of us, oh God. Oh God, that we'll take our cities back, oh God. We'll take our communities back, oh God. We take our children back from the enemy's hand, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, that you'll begin to pour into them, God. Oh God, begin to prick them, oh God. Begin to stir up the gifts in them, God, for you have something for them to do, oh God. And we decree and declare, Lord, that it shall come to pass, oh God. They shall not die with visions and plans in their spirits, oh God.
Hallelujah.
They shall not leave this earth, oh Lord, till your will is accomplished in their lives, oh God.
Yes,
so, Father, we thank you right now, God. Hold back the enemy hand off of them, oh God. Oh God, bring them in, oh God, by the throes, oh God. Oh God, let them submit to your will, God. Submit to what you have for them, oh God, even now, oh God, because they begin to think, oh Lord, that they have time to do what they want to do, God. But God, no, that is a lie from the pits of hell, God. Today is the day of salvation, God. So when they hear your word, oh God, we decree and declare, Lord, salvation sweep through the youth, oh God. Oh God, that they'll bow before you, oh God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, oh God. Yes, God. Glory to your name, oh God. We shall not lose your children, oh God. We shall stand on our watch, oh God. Oh God, we shall stand, oh God, and call them forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every child, every youth, son, and daughter and son, come forth in the name of Jesus. The Lord has work for you to do. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, God. Let us not lose not one, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless you, God. We thank you in advance, oh God, for every child, oh God, every home, oh God. Oh, God, we plead the blood over homes, oh God. No longer can the homes operate out of order. We decree and declare order takes place in the homes, oh God. Oh God, glory to your name, Father. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for salvation, oh God, that's going to sweep the earth, oh God. We thank you for revival, oh God. We thank you for restoration of homes, oh God, built on the solid foundation of your word, oh God. It will not be a crack in the foundation, God. We'll stand firm on your word, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, for the blood of your only son, God. Oh God, we give you the glory, God, and we give you the honor that's due your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the glory and honor today, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We bow before you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In your presence, we honor you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Bertha, your mic is Your mic is hot, Sister Bertha. I'm feeling that worship right now. Let's worship the Lord right now, everybody together. Let's just go forth with our tongues and our spirits and our hearts. Lift your high to Him right now. We give you glory. We come with our gifts and our treasures for you, Father God. We open our hearts and you. We're not just begging, Father, we adore you, Lord Jesus. Great are you, because we know your kingdom answer. We know your King. And you have to defeat our fathers. You, oh God, we worship you.
Hallelujah.
No, Jesus.
Oh, yes, God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Angel.
Thank you, Lord.
Strengthen her, oh God, in every area around her borders, oh God.
and let her know that this is what she was made for, oh God. She doesn't have to nag to help, oh God. She doesn't have to be angry to help, oh God. And let the husband know, oh God. Let the husband know when she's helping, oh God. Let the husband be easy, oh God. And let him know when she's helping, oh God. Because the husbands can take it for something else. They can take it, oh God, because they're not used to it, oh God. But let him know when she's helping. Let him know when she's giving assistance, oh God. Let him know, Father God, that nothing shall come against them, oh God. Let nothing come against them and break them asunder, oh God. Because it's a promise in your word which you have put together. No man and no thing will put asunder and separate, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your love abounding, oh God. It is the glue, oh God, to our marriages, oh God. And we just thank you, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, oh God.
Combining up the enemy today, God.
from their lives in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, close their ears off to the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you raise up intercessors, God, that you raise up armor bearers, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that will go in and undergird, God, hallelujah, your under shepherd tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you keep their feet on the path of righteousness, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, God, we bind up every Jezebel spirit, God, that comes in to try and destroy the ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bind up that spirit of Ahab, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, because your word said no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Your word also says, God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, that you will raise up a standard, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we thank you for keeping that standard raised, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, God, that we shall pray and quench every fiery dot, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bind up in the spirit that tries to attach itself to our leader, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you and praise you, God, for we know that your word is true, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the gift that you are birthing out of them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For God, we know that it's all to build your kingdom up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, let your word reach, God, to every part of the earth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, God, where there's illness in their bodies, God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we send out the healing word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, heal their minds today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those leaders that are contemplating suicide, God, God, we send the word and bind it up in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for we know that their life is not theirs to take, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But God, you shine bright, God. God, you show yourself in them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Give them a peace, God, a peace that they have never known, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we bless you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we bind up every wolf in sheep's clothing, God, those that are trying to steer your people, God, in the wrong direction, God, we bind them up and expose the enemy today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just come to thank you and praise you, God, hallelujah, Jesus, God, that God, hallelujah, as we walk on this path, God, that you continue to give them clear direction, God, clear instructions, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, God, remember those that, hallelujah, that are leading your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them cultivate the gifts in them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let them begin, hallelujah, to teach their people, God, about your word, God. Let them begin to teach your people, God, about the giftings and the birthing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let your remnant come forth today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, even through the storm, God, let them continue to see you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And let them begin to see, God, your hand work, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bless you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, lift up their finger. finances, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lift up their spouses, God. Lift up their children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, that as they live for you, God, they claim they'll die for you in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We praise you and we give you glory, God, for God, that you, God, will make their names great in all the earth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. That you will bring them before great men and women, God, those that have never heard, God, those that have not accepted you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, God, that you will overflow in them, God. Oh, God, you will let the river, God, come forth in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you will allow them, God, to lay hands on the sick, God, and they shall recover, God. Oh, God, that you will allow them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to speak the word to set the captives free, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you and we praise you today, God. God, we give you glory for leaders today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now straighten their backs up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, that they will follow only you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, now we bind up, God, the adversary in the name of Jesus, God. We come against every spirit, God, hallelujah, that will try and destroy your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. As you raise up men and women of standard, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they shall proclaim your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. That they shall preach the infallible word, God, and not compromise, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bless you and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking that you renew their minds today, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, for your word said that we were made in your image, God, in hallelujah. The name of Jesus, God, and oh, God, as we take on your image, God, in the name of Jesus, God, old things have passed away, God, and behold, all things have become new, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you and praise you, God. God, we give you glory and honor, God. God, we stand on the word with power and authority today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we watch the vision, God, for 2014, God, to come to pass, God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we watch, God, the manifestation of your promises, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we know that the battle is not ours, God, but God, we know that we have victory in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for God, you have already fallen for us, God. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. We come giving you glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Those that are looking for employment, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Steer them in the right direction, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those single parents, God, God, in the name of Jesus, let them raise up their children, God, in the admonition of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As for me and my house, God, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Let that be the model, God. As for me and my house, God, we will serve the Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, put a guard over our mouth, God, that we can speak blessings, God, and not curses, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, take the scales off our eyes, God, that we may see you, God, in all works, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, now we bless you, God. God, we exalt you today, God. God, we magnify you today, God. Oh, God, we give you glory and honor today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift up your holy name, God, for we know that you are a holy God. You are a sovereign God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. And we just magnify you, God. We just give you glory today, God. Oh, God, as we worship in you today, God. Oh, God, give us a new song, God. Give us a new dance today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, hallelujah, God. For this is the day that you have made, God. And, God, we're glad in it, God. We rejoice in it today, God. With new life, God. With new mercy and new grace today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And, Father God, hallelujah. We lift up our prayers to you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah. For we have already prayed for his healing, God. But, God, we come to magnify you, God. We come to glorify you, God. In the manifestation, God, of him being made whole today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in your image, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you have given him a new hope, God. You have given him a new position in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you have birthed him, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He shed his blood, God, across the world, God.
Let the fire burn, God.
that it may cleanse them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. All impurities, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Your people are thirsty for your word, God. Now let them become so thirsty for your word, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, let them come crying for a relationship, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we glorify you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh, we bless you, God. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. We magnify you, God. And God, we bless you, God. That you give us all, God. Oh, repentant spirit, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, let us fall to our knees, God, and repent, God, in the name of Jesus, God, of every act, God, of every deed, God. And repent for every word, God, in the name of Jesus, that did not edify you, God, that did not glorify you, God. We repent for those things, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Those things that separate us from you, God, we repent for it, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we may not go our wicked ways today, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you may heal our land today, God, hallelujah, all of your name, God, hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Can you hear me clear?
Amen.
Can you hear me clear?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless each and every one of you. We praise God and thank God for Prophet Shakespeare. We continue to pray for him, that God will continue to strengthen him. And we thank God for all the precious people of God. And thank God for the prayers that have been shared and up lifted on today is just very truly encouragement. And thank God as the prayers going forth regarding families and marriages and just the people of God in general, that God will bless them and heal and heal in not only in their bodies but also heal in their finances.
So today we want to share with you an encouragement word that as we started on the other day talking about finances, and you know that God is giving to do something, as Prophet Shakespeare has shared so often this week and even on last week, that the famine is over, and we believe that, and we're walking in that, and we stand upon the Word of God, and so we're just honored to be able to share with you all on today. And as a scripture reference, I wanted to come out of the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. The book of 1 Samuel chapter 17 is a very familiar scripture for those who have read the Bible, and a very interesting text for those that would like to begin. And in this particular scripture, many of us have heard of it years ago, where we're talking about Goliath. But I wanted to point something out as I wanted to deal with the subject matter on how to destroy the Goliath in your finances. And out of 1 Kings, I'm going to read several verses for you. I'll be reading out of the King James Version, so just in case you have a different translation, at least you know you're on the same block. It says, "Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Socoh, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Socoh and Adka in Ephraim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. Verse 3 states, and the Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there, verse 4, and this is very key, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span." And it talks about from verse 5 all the way down to verse number 7, it talks about how that the weight, his weight, and what type of gear that he had. But verse 8 states, "He stood, cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me." Verse 9, "If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us." And what I love about it, if you look at this text, it states how that it, the Saul, it says, verse 11, says, "When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and they were greatly afraid." And so I want to talk with you in the time that we have today to talk about how to destroy the Goliath in your finances. And I want you to touch and agree with me on these several things, and as a result of our reading His written word, hearing His spoken word, and receiving the rhema word, we should now begin to experience the manifested word and enjoy the fruit, the prosperity, the success, and the victory, the protection of His word in Jesus' name. And so as we look at this text, we find that how that as children of Israel, they're in something, a land that was they were supposed to be possessing. But if you observe the text, the scripture states that how the Philistines were on one part and the children of Israel were on the other part of land or property of an inheritance that the children of Israel owned. The point being is that the Lord desires that each and every one of us would be blessed and prosperous. And what He's saying to us, a lot of times the enemy will try to get in and diffuse, try to destroy, try to take away, try to steal your blessings, what God has given them to you, your land, your property, your life, your health. He tries to take that away. But God says, "I desire that you would have the best, that you would eat the fruit of the land." And so here in this particular scripture, we find, like even like today, many persons are looking at the current economy, they're looking at the loss of jobs, they're looking at homes being in foreclosure, as feeling as though that they have no hope. But I'm here to encourage you today, to let you know that God is bringing hope today, to let you know he's about to turn situations around. He's about to make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. God's getting ready to do a shift right now in your finances. God's getting ready to show you strategies that will help you to turn whatever economic situation you may be confronted with even now. God says, don't even worry about what's happening on the outside, because I'm about to reveal some things to you and change your inside. So the scripture says that here, that he put out this challenge to Saul and to the children of Israel. He said, give me a man that will fight with me. If he wins then and kills me, then we will be your slaves. But if I win, Goliath is saying, and I will kill him, then you all will be my slaves. So in other words, here's what's happening. The Philistine, Goliath, by his mouth, by his words, is intimidating to the children of Israel. How many of us have been intimidated by the news on the radio, by the news in the media, by the news that our company is downsizing, or there's going to be a layoff, or their home prices are in a way where people just can't afford it? I'm here to tell you and show you by scripture and by the word of the Lord that God is giving to do a shift in your situation. Watch this word. Here's what I love about what God does. God says his economy is not affected by the world's economy. So this is the awesome thing about God. Now we find that David, who was not submerged in that type of environment, who was not submerged or exposed to that type of negativity about the economy, about the words that Elijah shared, but here David had been a worshiper. David spent time in the presence of the Lord. David spent time in prayer. He spent time seeking the face of God. And I want to encourage you, as the prayers were going forth earlier, that God is encouraging his people. When we spend quality time with him, he gives us revelation, and he begins to give us divine strategies and show us how to handle any kind of situation, any kind of matter, any kind of circumstance that we're dealing with. He's telling us, don't fear. John chapter 14, it says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Because he wants to encourage us, because he said, I'm with you. God says, I'm with you every step of the way. He said, behold, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. But he also says in John, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you through everything that you encounter in your life. So I want you to be encouraged, man of God. I want you to be encouraged, woman of God. I want you to be encouraged, child of God, to know that God is getting ready to show himself strong in your situation. That's a praise break right there. So the scripture says that David's father, Jesse, gives him some instructions, gives him some resources, and said, I want you to go down to where your brother's supposed to be fighting, go down to where your brothers are, and see how they're faring, see how they're doing, see what's going on in their particular economy, see it, make sure that they're okay. So he sends those resources. The scripture says that David comes willingly, bearing good news, bearing good tidings, and bearing the resources. I'm here to tell you and to encourage you that God's going to place somebody in your life. He's going to give you favor. He's going to give you a divine connection that's going to literally shift you out of what you're encountering right now. That's for a word for somebody. You can give God some praise right now. Here also, David comes down, the scripture says, he comes and he's met by the gatekeeper. So he gets his horse or his animal that he's riding on. He gets it to the gatekeeper, and he says, I need to know where the captain is, because I have a seed that I need to sow into the captain's life. Somebody needs to hear this today, because your seed is going to shift you into your next round. Watch what God does. So while he's on his way, and I want this to be an encouragement to someone, as he's on his way with the instructions from the father, that his brothers, the one he's supposed to come and encourage, they get upset upset with him. They've just asked him, what are you doing here? Why are you here? Let me tell you something. Some of you have been wondering and asking God, God, why is this person that I've always helped, always tried to get them out of a particular dilemma, why is it that it seems as though they are upset with me? Seems as though they don't like me. Seems as though they got something against me. I didn't do anything wrong. God said no. It's not that you did anything wrong. It's that they are under conviction that they have not done what you told them to do. So I want you to be encouraged to know, watch this out. Oh, my Father, I thank you. Here's what he does. David has these resources that are literally going to change his brother's life. Now watch this. They can't focus on the blessing because they're so busy being hating on David, who has good news, has something that's going to help them. And this is what people are doing. You got to understand, this is why praise to be discerning and praise to be close to God, so God can give you instructions on how to deal with people who don't know how to deal with your anointing, who don't know how to deal with your gifting, who don't know how to deal with the favor that's on your life. So watch what David does. David remains focused. He teaches us something here. He said, remain focused on your assignment because the enemy will always try to distract you to keep you from obeying God, to keep you from bringing that blessing, to keep you from being a blessing to somebody that God has laid upon your heart. God has told you to do something for someone. You need to remain focused and be encouraged to know that God is still with you. So the scripture says, and this is what I love about God, he set it up where David, somebody found out that David was there, and David said, well, what's going on? Because where I come from, we don't fear nobody but God. And because the scripture says, no doubt David, if he knew this word, he probably said, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Now, watch this out. And this is something when you know the word of God and you walk in the word of God and you stand upon the premises of God. So first up, Peter 1 and 21 says, all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. You can stand on what God says in spite of what your situation looks like, in spite of what your economy looks like, in spite of what you're encountering. Know that God is going to come through on the word. He said, my word does not proceed out of my mouth and return unto me void, empty, without accomplishing that which I'm sent to prosper. I'm here to encourage somebody today to let you know that whatever prophetic promise that God has given to you, shared through you, spoke to you, or about you, is coming to pass. You need to give him some praise on that. And so here's the text says that God orchestrated this whole thing where David now gets the ear of Saul. Saul is the one who has influence. Now watch this. It doesn't matter what your family may say. It's like David's brothers. It doesn't matter who meet you at the gate because God says, I'm going to get you all the way through. I don't know who this word is for, but God says, watch me. I'm going to be your GPS. I'm going to navigate where you're going to get right to the place that I've already orchestrated and destined for you to be in this season and in this hour. Watch God move. So David gets in front of Saul, and Saul says, son, why are you here? There are people who do not understand the anointing upon your life, don't understand the gifting in your life, don't understand totally the call upon your life. They see the hand of God, but they don't understand the dynamic of God being with you. So he says, son, what is it that you're doing here? He says, well, I want to go out and fight this Goliath. I heard that he had paralyzed Israel's economy, and I'm here sent with a word of encouragement, and I've been given the divine strategy on how to handle this situation. But Saul says to him, when you read the text, he says, son, you have not fought this kind of battle. I said, I admire you for your courage, but you have not been in this kind of battle. But since you're so persistent, since you're so insistent, why don't you take my gear and go ahead and fight the lion? David says, sir, no disrespect. I have not tried your gear. I have not tried your armor. I have not tried your methodology. And obviously your methodology is not working because if it had, we would not be talking and having this discussion. But David said, I've tried the Lord. I've tried, I've given, I've sown, I've blessed God's people. I've done what God told me to do, and I know it works. He may not come when we want him, but he's never late. He's always on time. And so he says, all right, go ahead. Now, this is what I love about it. When you get ready to meet that stronghold, thank you, Jesus, when you get ready to meet that stronghold in your life, when you get ready to meet that thing that seems to nag at you, that thing that seems to frustrate you, that thing that seems to hinder you from getting to the next place in God, you get a prophetic word of encouragement, and it seems like you're all charged up, but that thing seems like it won't go away. You sleep at night, you dream about it. You wake up in the morning, look like it's waiting you in the face. You try to go through your day and look like it sends you a reminder that you'll never be nothing, you'll never have nothing. And if God loved you, why would he let you go through this way? But I'm here to tell you and give you a word of the Lord to let you know, confront your Goliath right now because God's about to take him down. Oh, my God. Watch this now. And the text says that when he meets Goliath, Goliath takes it as an insult that they would send someone that looked like David. Let me tell you something. People may have undermined you. People may have misjudged you, and they may have tried to talk about you because they didn't understand you. But I'm here to let you know that walk in the confidence of God. Walk in the boldness of the Holy Ghost. Stand upon the word of God and let God be God in the midst of your situation. So he looks at Goliath, and he said, who is this that dares to defy the army of the Lord? Who is this that dares to minimize the potency of the God that I serve? Who is this that dares to doubt, cause me to doubt and fear the word of the Lord? I come in the name of the Lord. He said, Goliath, you come to me with a sword and with a spear, but I'll come to you in the name of the Lord. And Goliath said, how you going to fight me with what? Those little pebbles, those little stones. See, the tools, the resources, and the gifting that God has given you, it don't look the same in the eyes of the enemy, but it's great in the eyes of the Lord. And he says this. He says, I'm only going to need one, but I got five in total, just in case those brothers, just in case those other demonic forces, just in case those other spirits think they're going to rise up and come up against me and come up against God's people. I'm ready. Oh, my God, can you see the picture right now? Here it is, David facing Goliath, and he says, Father, in the name of Jesus, I release this stone. I release my gift. I release this word in the name of the Lord. And it says this, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Watch this now. As that stone, can you see it? As the stone is being released in your finances, as the stone is being released in your health, as the stone is being released in your relationship, as the stone is being released in your housing situation, as the stone is being released in your employment situation, it's targeting what God wants to knock out, what's been hindering your flow of blessings. He said, I'm getting ready to remove the flow today. Hey, I'm getting ready to remove that hindrance today. I'm getting ready to remove that blockage today. And everything that's been delayed is about to be released in your life. So the scripture says that as he released the stone, it hit him right in the center of his head, and Goliath went down. My God, Goliath went down. Can somebody say, Goliath went down? But it didn't matter what went down. My God, watch this now. The scripture says that David took what belonged to Goliath and used it against Goliath. Watch this now. God says, I'm getting ready to break the spirit of fear and intimidation off of your life. He says, that which once confronted you and intimidated you, I'm going to show you how to face it, but here's where the end is coming. Oh, my God, I hear the Lord. He said, I'm getting ready to break some cycles today. I'm getting ready to break some generational curses today. I'm getting ready to, oh, my God. He said, I hear this in the Holy Ghost with somebody. He said, I'm getting ready to stop the hemorrhaging today. My God. And so the scripture says he goes up and takes Goliath's sword. Now, remember, it stated that Goliath's gear was heavy. It was just right for Goliath. How is it that a little boy named David could pick up something of Goliath's weight? Now, watch this. Let me show you something. Let me tell you what God does. When you are functioning, when you are operating under the grace and favor of the anointing that's upon your life, staying in your lane, God will give you the anointing and the supernatural ability to do some things that you couldn't do in the natural. So the scripture says he took his sword and he cut the head off of Goliath, signifying Goliath will never intimidate me anymore. Goliath will never interfere with my family anymore. Goliath will never attack my body anymore because it's over. Hallelujah, God. It is over. It is over. It is over. It is over. Now watch this now, because some folks said, I've been waiting on God. Some folks said, I've been needing an answer from God. And so God's going to bring a word like today. He's bringing this word to let you know, I'm showing you that the end, that which intimidated you, is over. I've got it by its head. When you begin to take that by its head, that was bothering you, now you're in control because it's no longer in control. So how do I get rid of Goliath? You cut Goliath off at the head. And let it know that you are no longer my head, but God is my head. And so I pray today that you were encouraged to know that that which God has spoken regarding your life in the last 3 years, in the last 5 years, in the last 10 years, in the last 3 minutes, God is getting ready to show off in your situation. God is giving it to bless you. He's giving it to turn some things around. Now let me deal with this in the spirit. I hear the Lord saying this. Death. There are teachings that says that I don't know why people, men and preachers and women preachers are teaching people that they just decree a word, they just believe the word and God's going to do something. Let me tell you, maybe their faith has not allowed them to see the benefits of God. But our faith, our God that we serve, is greater than he that's within us than he is in the world. We're more than conquerors. When our God says that, he said, I've spoken it once, I've spoken it twice. Can I not bring that thing to pass? And I love about the word of the Lord, it says, and it came to pass. So today, man of God, today, woman of God, and it came to pass. Now let me bring one other point in before I turn the phone over so we can answer any questions or comments you may have on today or as an encouragement. I want you to understand, David brought a seed. It was bread and cheese. He brought a seed to go into the realm of where he was about to see a miracle. But watch this. It was David's seed that was given by his father that enabled the whole nation of Israel to realize the benefit. What am I saying? When you sow a seed, watch God move. God is not saying, watch this, I'm going to make something clear to you. Your rent money is not your seed. Your mortgage is not your seed. Your car note is not your seed. Your seed is that which is out of your 90 cents after you've been faithful to God, you've been trusting God, say, okay, God, instead of me going shopping, I'm going to take a seed and sow it into my future. Because that which you release today leaves your hand, but it never leaves your future. And I speak the word of the Lord. I breathe upon your seed. I speak your seed shall the harvest as a result of your seed that you shall sow into the ministry. I bless it right now. I speak now that it shall not be dormant. I speak that it shall come alive. And I speak and decree that God shall show off in his time. Yes, Lord. In his time. And you're gonna cultivate that seed with a praise. You're gonna cultivate that seed with faith. You're gonna cultivate that seed saying, God, I speak what you said. I speak and believe what you said. God said, rehearse to me those things I've already said to you. So God said, put my word back to me. Put it back to me. I dare you. I double dare you. Put my word back to me. Watch me show off. The scripture says he hastens to perform his word on us. Yes, God's given to accelerate some things for somebody today. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We encourage you now. Thank you for the seed of this word being, imparted into the lives of the precious people. We thank you for this door. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, now for the harvest that shall come. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the enemy will not be able to steal the seed. He will not be able to manipulate the seed. He will not be able to deceive your people. But I declare clarity today. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for answered prayer today. And we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor now for this show in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Apostle Tobit, for the word that you have taught. I receive your word. I pray that everybody that was listening in receive all that you had for us today. And we just want to thank you. Angel's line, she can't get back in, but PSM, I really thank you. Bertha, I don't know if you have any words to speak, but you're open.
No, I don't have any words to speak, Shaquan. You're doing a wonderful job, but I do thank you, Apostle Paul, before that divine word from God. teaching us on how to cut the heads off of the giants, because we know giants do fall, and all we have to do is apply the strategies according to the word of God, and they will come down. And you can just open it up for anyone that want to ask Pastor Talbert any questions, Shaquana. Okay, I need you to open up that mic.
Amen. Amen. We do have a question from Sandra Sterling.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, Apostle. How you doing?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you today?
I am wonderful, wonderful. I have a question. I'm trying to teach my youngest daughter about tithing through my example, but I haven't been home within the last few weeks. So when she gets paid, she's not remembering to put her tithe to the side because she's allowing everything else to interfere with what God has ordered her to do. My question is, when you miss paying your tithe, the 1 week, the following week when you pay, do you double that up?
Yes, and that's a good question. Let me just make this clear. Let's say, for instance, if you normally get paid every week, then your tithe is every week. If you get paid once a month, then you could pay your tithes, depending upon how your church teaches. You could pay once a month, or you could break that once a month into 4 weeks or to 2 weeks, and you pay. So if you were not present, you get that tithe. It's not even really double tithe. It's just the tithe from previous week, and you just it just happened to go in the same time on that next week.
Okay, okay. So if she misses, like, 3 weeks of tithe, then she would make it up just like it was if she just paid 1 month.
That's correct. And again, that's a real good question you asked, because in the book of Deuteronomy says that if we, let's say they don't make up, the scripture says they're supposed to add a fifth to that tithe. And let me tell you something. From personal experience, I learned this years ago, that even spending $1 of my tithe is the hardest dollar to replace.
Yes.
So, you know, we definitely want to stay on point with our tithing. So, no, that's a good question, and I commend you for leading your household in that area.
I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bertha, back to you.
Praise the Lord. Can Andrew open up the mic for anyone else that has any questions?
She can't get back on.
Okay, Pastor Talbert, we're going to let you close us out with prayer, but we want to remind everyone to join us tonight for the prayer call at 10 o'clock. Pastor Shaquan is over the prayer call. We'll be meeting at 10 o'clock. All intercessors, please be online. If you are to pray tonight, be ready and let God use you. And we also want to keep Prophet Shakespeare lifted up in prayer, and the prayer conference, I believe it ends tonight, for gospel. Keep them lifted up in prayer that the Lord will move in a mighty way. If there is any more questions, since Angel can't get back on, and Shaquan, if you don't have anything else to say, Pastor Thomas, you can have the last words, and you can close the show out in prayer for us today.
Amen. I just want to remind those that are praying on the line tonight to please be at least 5 or 10 minutes early on the line so that we can set the atmosphere. Amen.
Amen.
I'm here.
And I believe Sylvia had a question, so her mic is open if she had a question.
Angel, I'm here,
but I didn't have a question.
I just saw the.
God bless.
Yes, Apostle, thank you so much for being on the air with us today. And this is Angel, Prophet's daughter, and I'm so sorry about all the glitches for some reason, but, you know, God is getting his on time and so applicable, I'm sure, in all the sacrifices. today. My dad was excited about you being on. He was texting me like, Apostle Tolbert, Apostle Tolbert. I was like, I got it. All right. So I'm so glad. I'm so glad I didn't miss you being on the air, and we got you on because it was just so on time. So we thank you, and we even pray for you and all that you are putting your hands to right now for the kingdom and the king. And we just bless you, and we just pray God's covering and blood over you and for your health, your family, all of the above. Thank you so, so much.
Well, woman of God, I please convey my greetings to Prophet as well. He's a friend of mine, and I just appreciate each and every one of you. And if I may say this with you, I want you to be encouraged, because God is literally breaking the shell off of you of even shyness and even of being in the background. God says, because I've anointed you, I've called you. Yes, Father, thank you. He says that even like David was one that was kind of despised by many and by some. And he says that I'm given to shift you. I'm given to bring you forward. He said, because I'm going to, whoa, thank you, Lord. He says, I'm given to bring you forth with gifts. There are gifts inside of you that some had not even seen yet, but they are there. And God says that which has lain dormant upon you is coming alive even now. God says that he's breathing upon you a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit, that those things, even dreams, I hear the Lord saying, fear, S-E-E-R. God says, call you to be a seer. And God says, but he's going to bring balance in your life. He's going to do some things that's going to be unorthodox in a lot of ways, but yet it's going to be sound. It's going to be structural. So God says, get ready. He says, get ready to declare. I'm hearing his horn blowing. It's like a trumpet. So God says, get ready, because he definitely ordained you and orchestrated you to be a trumpet in this hour and in this season. Yes, I hear young people. I hear women. God's given to call you there. There's not, but he's already called you there, and there's a great need for whatever it is that you're called to do, you're doing. I don't know anything about you other than what the Holy Spirit is showing me even now. But I hear the Lord saying, yes, that which you've encountered in your past, that which you've gone through, God says, I'm getting ready to turn that around for your good. I'm getting ready to use that a part of the ministry that I've called you to. Because God says this, yes, that which you've gone through, he says, don't worry about it. I got you covered. He says, don't worry about it. I'm healing you in that area also. And so God says, get ready, woman of God. Watch him move. God says, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, just watch move. God move. And I hear the Lord saying, too. He says, yes, I'm turning some financial situations around. God said, you're destined. You're called to be prosperous. You're called to be blessed. God said, he's called you. Yes, you're even going to be one of those that they call financiers in the kingdom. So in other words, be a financier in the kingdom. You got to have it to be able to finance something. So God said, get ready for what he's about to do. I hear the word Lord saying, he's going to teach you how to be a good steward over the resources he's about to put into your hand. God says, yes, tell you the drought is over. Mm-hmm. Tell you the drought is over. Tell you the drought is over. Thank you, Lord. Yes. And I pray for every child. I pray for, yes. I know it's something about these children that I'm getting, but God says he got it. So just watch God move. Be encouraged to know that God has not forgotten you. He has not failed you, but he's about to show off in an awesome. So I just wanted to release that to you, great, mighty woman of God.
Thank God for the word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Oh, glory to
you. Yes. Bless you, God.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Pastor Thomas.
Yes. I'm not certain if I heard someone or not.
No, that's you. I'm sorry. They're not in the Spirit of God. Is He's leading. You speak as the Lord leads you.
Amen.
Praise God. And I also want to say this, too, just in case there are any other questions or comments. But I mentioned to Prophet that I'm willing to make available any of these teachings that anyone would like a copy of it, I'll make it available. Just let me know which way you want me to send it and forward it. I'll put it in a Word document so they can use it. You can use it as a teaching tool for your ministry. I just pray that you just bless people with it. You know, that I'm not asking for anything, but you just bless people with it. But this is what I love doing. I love teaching. I love just trust God that He works everything out on my behalf. So I'm just honored to be able to serve in this this week. You know, yeah. And I know that God is a God that doeth all things well. And as I mentioned on Wednesday, anyone that reaches out to us, I will make certain that you get a financial questionnaire that will show you how to set up a budget and show you how to manage your money. Even if you know how to manage your money, we'll give you a tool to show you how to even be better in managing your tools and some resources that will, you may be interested in that will help you achieve your particular goals and objectives. So with that, I just thank you. And is there any other instructions you want me to know about now?
Excuse me, can you give us your address again, your web address?
Yes. I'm going to give you two, my ministry and our business. Our ministry is www.ylmconnect.org. That's Y as in yellow, L as in Larry, M as in Mary, connect. connect.org, ylmconnect.org, and our business, www.wtolbert.build, lasting success, that's lastingsuccess.com. That's wtolbert.buildlastingsuccess.com. And also I'll inbox it or email it to whoever so you can make sure it got clear. And my phone number is 973-277-1752. That's 973-277-1752.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen.
You're
Angel, have you got your composure back yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much. I know Bertha asked Apostle Tolbert to pray us out. We can go right ahead with that.
Yep. And again, I thank God for each and every one of you great women of God. And just expect God to do some things awesomely. And I know that's a kind of general word, but seriously expect God. Some of you are going to see God do something just this weekend. Some of you are going to see God do some things this weekend. So don't box them out. And I always say, watch the words that we use, like, I don't believe it, this can't be. Those cancel out your miracles. So just say, I thank God, I believe it. Amen. I'm releasing my faith because I believe it. I see it. I thank you, Father. I don't understand everything, but I thank you for what you're doing, and you're putting me in awe. You're amazing me.
Yeah.
Amen. So we just, the life and death are in the power of the tongue, so we just want to make sure we don't cancel our miracles, but it's the words that we speak. So again, I thank you.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you. We bless you and praise and exalt you for your alone of worthy of all the praise. We give you glory. We give you honor now. We thank you for Prophet Shakespeare. We thank you for the great man of God. We thank you for this ministry, prophetic truth, oh God. We thank you for the doors that are open, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in the life of this, your servant, oh God. We speak healing in the man of God's body, in his mind, in his spirit, in his finances, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God, for lifting the weight, lifting the burden that he's been carrying, oh God, and sending able men and women of God to rally around this great man of God and upon the vision that you've given unto him. Thank you for his family who are connected to the vision. Thank you for the people of God that are connected to the vision. Thank you for every person that listened to the call this week, oh God. We thank you for every person that prayed, oh God. Thank you for every person that sowed seeds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for their families. We thank you for their ministries. We thank you for their business. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We thank you, God. God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, right now for showing off right now. Yes, thank you for divine intervention right now. Thank you for the praise reports that shall come this week, O God, and the coming weeks, O God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, O God, for you, O God, that doeth all things well. We thank you that with God all things are possible to those that believe. Lord, we believe, but help our unbelief. And God, we bless you and praise you and exalt you now for greater understanding, greater clarity of your word. We thank you right now, for there's a praise on our lips, oh God. There's joy in our heart, oh God. There's gladness in our spirit right now. We thank you for this, oh God, block ready, oh God. We thank you for the facilitators, God. Bless them, oh God. Hey, God, for their sowing into the life of this man of God in this ministry. And God, we thank you now for every person on the sound of my voice, those that are listening currently, those that may be listening to the replay. We bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that as we go through this week, that you'll go before us, make the crooked places straight, lead us to that rock that is higher than I. Order our steps, for the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. He delighteth in his way. Thank you that mercy and truth is about our neck. We're favor and good understanding with you in the sight of man. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in, blessed going out. You preserve our going out and coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. And we decree and declare that the enemy should not be able to steal not one word that's connected to our destiny that we've heard on this week, that we've heard on today. We bless you and praise you now for a supernatural harvest that shall manifest in the lives of your people. And we bless you now, and I may the grace of God, sweet communion, rest, rule, and abide with all of us now, henceforth and forevermore. Let all the people of God say, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, everybody, it's been a great show. Thanks, everybody who's been on today, Prophet Gerald, Bertha, Shatwan, and just everybody, thank you so much. Keep us in your prayers while we're here at the prayer conference. They're closing it out with a big Rock Nation concert tonight and everything. Bishop Bismarck will be with us this evening. Even if you're in Detroit, come on out to the Westin Hotel, 7 p.m. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. Don't forget, for my message today from Apostle W. Tolbert, stay focused on your assignment. You're shifting your next realm, and stand on what God said. You know, God is saying, what did I say? Do you remember what I said?
Yes.
Stand on what God has said and release that stone and cut the head off. Amen. Don't be afraid. Fear. Hallelujah. So everybody go and be blessed. I love you all.
Amen. Love you too.
Amen. Love you all.
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new.
are over, but God